Welcome to The Reading Room, where we explore the ideas and insights from your reading journey. I'm your host, and today we're diving into the 6 articles you saved this week. This is a fascinating collection that at first glance might seem to span from the spooky to the scientific, but as we'll see, they're all deeply connected by a central, profound theme: the nature of the mind, how we perceive it in ourselves and others, and how we protect its peace. So let's get started. We'll begin with the article that might feel like the outlier, but trust me, it sets a perfect tone. That scary Voices of the Graveyard. Now on the surface, this is about ghost stories and eerie phenomena. But at its core, it's about perception. It's about the human tendency to hear a creak in an old house and instantly construct a narrative. To imbue an ambiguous sound with intention and presence. A mind or a ghost of a mind, where there likely is none. This act of perception, of projecting consciousness onto the unknown, is the perfect, almost poetic lead-in to our next and most pivotal concept. Because that brings us directly to not one but 2 saves of the same incredibly rich article. No Eidolia, Seeing a Mind That Isn't There Yet. You saved this twice, which tells me this idea really resonated with you. And it's a powerful one. No Eidolia is defined as the tendency to perceive a mind or consciousness where it does not yet fully exist. The article brilliantly uses the Sarytus paradox, the ancient puzzle about when a pile of grains becomes a heap, to frame the gradual emergence of sentience. There's no single moment. The article applies this beautifully to child development. Parents don't witness a switch flipping. They see a gradual dawning, a series of cognitive blooms where connection and awareness suddenly become visible. This is such a compassionate and nuanced way to look at the beginning of a mind. And it creates a brilliant contrast with that first article. Scary Voices is about perceiving a mind that isn't there, perhaps never was. No Eidolia is about perceiving a mind that isn't there yet, but is genuinely on its way, in the process of becoming. Both are acts of profound human projection. But one is rooted in fear of the unknown, and the other is rooted in hopeful, loving anticipation. This exploration of internal experience naturally leads us to the professional who helps people navigate theirs. That's our next stop. What your therapist knows but won't tell you. Confessions from Inside the Therapy Room. This article by a seasoned psychologist pulls back the curtain on therapy with a deeply humanizing message. Therapists aren't paragons of emotional perfection. They have bad days, get distracted by their own worries, and many are in therapy themselves. The goal isn't flawless presence, but genuine presence. This connects back to our theme in a crucial way. If No Eidolia is about perceiving a nascent mind in a child, this article is about the reality of the already formed mind in the person trying to help. It demystifies the therapist's mind, reminding us that consciousness and its struggles are universal. The therapist's room is a space where 2 complex, sometimes messy, always evolving minds meet. And a key part of that work, as the next article suggests, is learning to manage the chaos within. Which is a perfect segue to protecting your peace by deciding you're done. This is a powerful, practical piece of self-help that argues for a conscious, preemptive decision to stop engaging with negative emotional cycles. It's about mastering your internal response instead of fruitlessly trying to control external events or other people's viewpoints. You decide you're done with the worry, the anger, the offense, before it escalates. Now, think about the connection here. We've moved from perceiving minds to understanding the humanity of a helping mind to the active, disciplined management of your own mind. This article is the application manual. After contemplating the mystery of consciousness and its development and the humanness of even expert minds, this piece says, okay, but here's what you do with that consciousness you have. You cultivate peace within it. You set boundaries for it. You decide what it will and won't engage with. This is a move from observation to agency, and that agency, that management of thought, can be understood through another classic model, which brings us to our 5th article, Thinking with the Left Brain and the Right Brain. This article revisits that popular if-simplify framework, the logical, analytical, sequential left brain versus the holistic, intuitive, creative right brain. So how does this fit? It gives us a vocabulary for the tools of the mind we've been discussing. The deciding you're done practice likely involves a very left brain, deliberate logical interruption of a right brain, emotional, pattern-driven reaction. The therapist listening to a client is employing right brain empathy and left brain analysis simultaneously. The parent witnessing no eidolia in their child is using right brain intuition to perceive emerging connection, supported by left brain observation of milestones. This model isn't the full story of consciousness, but it's a useful lens for how we might navigate the mind's different functions to achieve that peace and understanding we're seeking. So, what does this collection reveal about your current interests? To me, it paints a picture of someone engaged in a deep, multi-layered inquiry into subjective experience. You're not just reading about psychology, you're exploring its very edges, where consciousness begins, how it's perceived, how it's helped, how it's managed, and how it's conceptually divided. This is a week of metacognition, thinking about thinking, mind watching. The through line is a movement from external observation of other minds to the internal governance of your own. Compared to a more typical pattern that might include current events or pure technology, this week represents a notable shift inward. This is philosophical psychology with a practical twist. You're pairing abstract, almost poetic concepts like no eidolia and the Sorites paradox with immediately applicable advice on protecting your peace. That's a powerful combination, the high theory and the daily practice. It suggests a desire to ground deep questions about human nature in tangible actions for a better life. In wrapping up, let's trace the arc one more time. We started in the graveyard with our minds indenting presences from shadows and sounds. We then moved to the nursery with our minds lovingly perceiving the first flickers of a true presence emerging. We stepped into the therapy room to see two established minds meeting in a space of imperfect, genuine work. We then went squarely into our own mind with a manual for declaring sovereignty over our emotional peace. And finally, we looked at a map of that mind's own territory, the left and right hemispheres, to understand the tools at our disposal. It's a complete journey from the perception of consciousness to its development, its shared struggles, its personal mastery, and its internal architecture. That's a wrap for this week's episode. Thanks for joining me on this journey through your reading. It was a profound and connected set of ideas to explore. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep saving those articles that spark your curiosity.